Well, it's that time of the week we check in with Jared Condon from readingtheplay.com. And if you're listening last week, you'd be happy to know we were 2 from 2 with our NFL bets last week. He's on the line right now. Hello, Jared.
G'day, Julian. Yes, we were. It was nice to land both of them. And the really good news out of that is, firstly, you and I made a little bit of money out of that. Hopefully some listeners did. But more importantly, we raised some money for charity. So that's a good thing.
Indeed. What about Seattle, Washington? They had the early lead, the Seahawks. Washington eventually triumphed 17-15, I should say. Pete Carroll, we talked about this last week. Most likely going to be a Hall of Famer. We think they'll have to part company. I wonder now if maybe Dallas is a potential destination for him.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a key question. Listen, I certainly agree. I do think that they will part company. And their offense has just absolutely fallen through the floor. They had so many opportunities with the ball. I think they racked up almost equal to the worst third down record so far this season. They're in a heap of pain and a lot of trouble. I'm sure that Carroll probably moves on at the end of the season. I wonder if making all the money that he has, Julian, whether maybe it's time at 70, 71 to retire. He was quite open over the weekend about absolutely loving Thanksgiving and the period off and spending time with his grandkids. Maybe it's a good time to maybe go out. But the other nice one was Cincinnati. Absolutely did a number on Pittsburgh. They're another team in a lot of trouble. I'm sure that they part ways at the end of this season with their high-profile quarterback. 41-10, never looked in that game. And we had some interesting results out of the weekend, Julian. I mean, the Titans all of a sudden had been leading the AFC. They've picked up losing two now, their last three, dropped to 8-4 and have just dropped down the peg a little on the seedings. I'm sure if they get some players back in weeks to come, that can change. Right now, they have the highest number of injured players of any team in the 32 across the NFL.
Yeah, it's killing them. And the Pats are the ones that they're an interesting watch, aren't they? Their role continues. They won the last six straight and they had that brutal stretch at four-week run, the visit to Tennessee, they've ticked that. They've got them again, actually, and the Colts. And a beauty, again, coming up against the Buffalo Bills.
Well, and I keep saying week after week, the question mark is actually how good do we think the Pats are? Because have they really been tested? I don't think so. They keep getting teams at the right week where their opponents are banged up like the Titans were last week. But the thing about them is they just keep improving and he's just a master coach and the quality of combination and confidence and winning is just building behind the Pats. And all of a sudden they jump to the top of the seedings in the AFC. They jump up the seedings in the AFC to be now sitting number two. I mean, they were, you know, right at the bottom of that going back 3 or 4 weeks ago. Winning all of a sudden changes all of that, and that's a really good matchup late in the weekend against the Bills at Buffalo.
Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson doesn't quite look his best, does he? He's had COVID twice this year. We read LeBron James got COVID, as we found out this morning. He keeps pulling some class plays out of his pocket, though. Too good for the Browns, 16-10.
Well, they did. It wasn't a very attractive game. It took a long time to sort of finish the way it did. But Lamar, you know, a couple of plays where he was really under some pressure, was able to find the right people for two touchdowns, got them to a win. You wouldn't wish illness on anybody, let alone COVID twice, would you, Julian? Gosh.
Arizona had the bye last week, 9-2, and that all-important number one seed in the NFC. They look pretty well placed against the Bears this week.
Well, they do, and I think this NFC and the final run home is going to be really interesting between the top three seeds. We've got the Cardinals at 1-9-2, the Packers at 2-9-3, and the Buccaneers at 3-8-3. I think that's clearly where the focus and I think the pointy end of this competition is going to be into the finals. Now, the Cards come off that bye, but, you know, the Packers bounced back with a win last week, have an amazing record when they come off a loss under Coach Matt LaFleur. They've won their last nine when they've come off a loss. They're yet under his coaching to lose 2 from 2. I still think the Packers are great value longer term. They were my pick a couple of weeks ago. If I had to pick somebody as a Super Bowl bet to win the all-out competition. Still a nice price, $8.50, you know, A-Rod was just at his best again, even playing on one leg.
Yeah.
They get the bye this week, the Packers, so he'll get a little bit of time to rest and R&R. And I mean, if he gets fit, gets that toe right into the weeks ahead, I do think the Packers are going to be a force.
They are the big movers, aren't they? Because they're winning. But the key thing, not just in NFL, but any sport, is you can win even if you're not playing your best. They don't look like they're at their peak. And you think about David Bakhtiari, the left tackle, still to return. There's plenty of upside for Green Bay.
Oh, there is. And as you mentioned, they probably have three or four very key players on either side of the ball on the bench with injury at the moment. So they're only going to get stronger if they get those players back at the right time and get Rodgers fit and that foot right into the weeks ahead. I mean, a couple of the things that he did just last weekend, he just shows his class. He just knows what to do and where to do it.
Bets for the week, Arizona-Chicago. How are you looking?
Well, Julian, I think we can play a little bit of that money up. I did like both of these options. Arizona, off the bye, they played the Chicago Bears. You know, the Bears lasted to win by a point in a really ugly game on Thanksgiving last weekend. Arizona -7.5. I thought that was way short. $1.90 at Top Sport. I think the Bears are very easily to beat here, limping off that game. I thought it should have been more than 10 points between them. So Arizona -7.5 at $1.90. And I thought the other one, we go to Tampa Bay. They're on the road. They play the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons come off a win, but again, they're in the bottom half of this competition. I think Tampa are on a nice roll. I thought there's a lot of points in this game because Tampa in their last three outings against the Falcons have scored 40 or more points. I think the Falcons can probably contribute something here. The line has it -11. I think that gets longer, but I think that points to it. There being a lot of touchdowns and a lot of points in this, and I think over 50 at $1.87 at Top Sports, also the other play.
Just one more thing before I let you go, Jared. We know that the seeding, the number one seeding, is so important. Looking at the AFC, you've got the Ravens and then the NFC, the Cardinals. Can you see that changing?
Well, as I said, I think on the NFC, it's the top three, 1, 2, 3 of the Cardinals, Packers, Buccaneers. Mm. I favour that the Packers could possibly end up the one seed. Very open in the AFC because, you know, the Titans need players back. The Patriots are on a run at number two and the Ravens just also winning at the moment. They're at number one. I probably favour the Titans ending up as the number one seed in the AFC. I think they have a softer run home.
Yep, you may well be right. Jared, always good to catch up. We can catch all your work on readingtheplay.com.
Pleasure, Julian. Take care.
There he is, Jared Condon.